1900.
Oh, wow.
Her Olivia's great great grandfather lived here.
Wow.
Her great grandfather, her granddaddy lived here.
You didn't live here?
I lived over there.
Oh, okay.
And that house over there is where I grew up at. But there's a lot of history in here, and this was my father's office who died 2 years ago. I haven't touched anything back here. I just kind of come in here and do some stuff because I still kind of, this is the way he left it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad did, he's got a collection of these cash registers.
I really like those. So I was looking at them.
Really cool.
Well, if you see two of them, I'll show you 30. But he redid those, and he did these coffee grinders and antiques. So not only you get the, like this, but not only did these companies like this start back in the 40s, usually right after World War II.
Uh-huh.
You'll see a lot of them start, but they came home from World War II. But this farm here has been here since the 1700s.
Oh, my goodness. And your family's?
Our family, yeah.
Oh,
that's awesome. Goodness.
You won't, like I said, you can come out here for a sausage food processing, but in the midst, you'll get a big history lesson.
Great.
Perfect.
So that's always
but see, this is, this guy right here, NB, was... Mm-hmm. Olivia's, this was my great-grandfather.
So her great-grandfather.
And he lived here. And then this was some E.M.H. Stevens, Confederate. You'll see something about the Confederate.
Oh, my goodness.
In the 1700s. With all this land, this property right here, that's been in Stevens' family since the 1700s.
That's awesome.
And my dad traced it back. He did all this work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just looking at, see, deceased, Confederate, William H. Stevens.
Mm-hmm. And, 1863, yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Sometimes she don't even know that. Try to say that. You just don't realize.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because this house was built, like I said, early 1900s. Mm-hmm. What you walk in, kind of spring, which we're getting that fixed, but a lot underneath here we put together with pegs. And we
probably
remodel.
Keeping better in my house. My house is built in the 1700s as well.
We did it back in the 80s, and people lived here. Well, he lived here. My grandfather lived here. So when I grew up, was across the road over here. Mm-hmm. Now, the plant was nothing like that. There are some pictures down there. It was nothing, just a little square building over there. And it's kind of grown the last 20 years or more. I went to Carolina, too, if you didn't know that. And I got out in 79, and when I came back here, there was about 15 people total, and four of them were us.
Oh, my goodness. Because you and your brothers do this, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I came home with a summer job.
absolutely.
I had no intentions.
Really? None.
I just came home and started working that summer after I graduated going, okay. I'd always done it every summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people I just hadn't left yet. They hadn't run me off or I hadn't left.
It's still just your summer job, right?
And I just still got my summer job. when you grow up across there, the people that used to work down there lived around the road here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all like family.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you didn't have to sit here and worry like you do nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know. Have all these rules, and he has 85 people down there now.
Oh, wow.
I've had up to 100,
mm-hmm.
but by putting a lot of equipment in, I kind of figured that. People are the most expensive thing. Yeah, best thing you got, the most expensive thing.
Yeah. Well, they're the best thing, since that they'd be the most expensive. Yeah,
yeah, this is the sausage. They used to kill hogs right out here somewhere in this area, and during the wintertime, make sausage and take it. Now, a lot of places started like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But I don't know if you looked at
page. Yeah, I looked at y'all's webpage.
Probably said that 1700 if I remember how to look at
it. I think, yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. That's what it said. It talked about the hanging of it and just stripping. All right. Well, I actually have to have you sign some stuff.
Yeah.
Since it's.
So, you came down here?
Exactly. Well, that, and it might also be going into the Southern Oral History Collection. And we just need to make sure that's okay by you. But yes, we're very thankful for it. We would like to ask you, can you tell us how and why your family decided to enter into the pork industry?
Well, this was a farm first. Mm-hmm. So they raised cows and pigs. So they started slaughtering pigs here to eat. Most people were self-sufficient, self-sufficient back in those days in the 30s and 20s and 30s or whatever. And so he just started making sausage here, made a little bit at the stores uptown, started selling it. That's the way he started out.
Just at the local Smithfield store?
Local stores. And it was before refrigeration. Mm-hmm. So they did it. It was just kind of, they raised all the animals, chickens. But sausage was just something that was easy to make and grind. So they took it up, that was beginnings of it. And my father got out of the Korean War, and they kind of took a little bit farther. Right. You know, started mm-hmm. working a lot of these little country stores, which are no longer around. Mm-hmm. You won't remember that, but back in the 60s, there was a country store. You probably see remnants of them. Mm-hmm. If you drive by, right. that was really a lifeblood of most southern states mm-hmm. for okay. years.
We actually have a country. Well, like I'm from Pennsylvania, and mm-hmm. I live like outside of Philly, and we actually still have a general store. They call
There's
it.
Still some around. Yeah, but you can see the one. Remnants all mm-hmm. up and down the road because yeah. they're all closed up now. Convenience stores and people driving into town to, you know, Walmart, Food Lines, kind of. And I saw that transition.
Yeah.
Most I'd say back in the 60s and 70s, 80% of our business was little country stores.
Wow.
They have a refrigerator in there. You go in a country store, they have a refrigerator, mm-hmm. and they put stuff in that refrigerator.
I wish that stuff was still around. It makes yeah. it easier. I hate these big stores. Yeah.
A lot of this stuff, like when you see it around here later on, mm-hmm. came out of a lot of these country stores, signs, and my dad, you would see them in there, yeah. cash registers and mm-hmm. things like that. That's where his interest came okay. from cash registers.
So did y'all have, did you find it difficult to transition from those little country stores to like, bigger market?
Oh, it's been a transition mm-hmm. ever since I'd say late 70s, early 80s was when we saw most of it. Food Line started. You had your Winn-Dixies and A&Ps, and we decided, and my dad did, they were working them when I was in college, and it was kind of a transition that took probably a decade.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
As they went out of business, these other places, you know, picked mm-hmm. up, and we had to expand. Mm-hmm. We were working in 79, I can tell you, we were working probably four counties. Mm-hmm. Johnston, Wake, Sampson, Wayne County. And now we work directly on these trucks, which you came by a while ago, half of eastern North Carolina off our trucks, and we go to 13 countries now.
Oh, wow.
A lot of our product ends up in other countries. That's awesome. We make products for Butterball and other private labels. Okay. We make products for Smithfield Packing. These mm-hmm. make products that go all down to Florida. Make products for Butterball turkeys that go, he told me they took it 10, 12 countries, which is Mexico, a lot of smaller mm-hmm. Caribbean.
Okay.
So what we deliver is eastern North Carolina, say from Sanford, Durham mm-hmm. to the coast.
Okay.
And then everything else is distributors. So okay. I think there's 15, 20 states it's probably in, but I wouldn't really know. A lot of it's over here.
You want the specifics? Mm-hmm. Okay. What were the difficulties in beginning the business, and what are the difficulties in sustaining it now?
I'm not sure what the difficulties were in the beginning because I wasn't here. I'm actually third generation.
Third generation, yeah.
And my nephew's working here. He's fourth. What I saw over time was USDA regulations mm-hmm. in the last few years, which is anything's regulated banking. We have to have several full-time. We have a full-time USDA inspector,
oh, wow.
and the rules have gotten you know, more and more mm-hmm. that we have to do every year from mm-hmm. testing products, which we started a lab back here.
Oh, wow.
I'll show you, there's a small lab back here for pathogens.
Okay.
A lot of it's meeting USDA
okay.
Requirements. And then the stores like Walmart, you're dealing with a lot larger, more corporate type stores,
mm-hmm.
which is, I'd rather deal with the smaller guys. If mm-hmm. you know, I'd rather deal with the country stores, but. Mm-hmm. That's not to be.
The one-on-one personal.
Yeah, we can do them for years. But I would say that's regulatory compliance would probably be our biggest in anybody in this type of industry. A lot of, you can have those two magazines right there if you like, but it's kind of some of our trade journals.
Oh, okay.
Stuff awesome. I read, Provisioner.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's see. What's your favorite family food tradition? And why kind of segue into more personal stuff?
That'd be interesting. I don't know. I would say oysters, but a lot of them don't like them, except Olivia does. But as far as pork, no, we like to cook some. On July 4th, we do, which has kind of become a tradition at my house, as we have several of the neighbors over to have it just kind of started. We'll cook pork ribs. Smoked chicken, mm-hmm. corn on the cob, and wings, of course,
wings.
So we have a big feast on July 4th. It's become a kind of a tradition.
That's awesome.
But besides turkey and, you know, Christmas, but I'd say that was kind of the big one.
Mm-hmm.
We have I'll show you a picture in a minute if I can find it.
Let's see. Do you believe the hog or pork industry in North Carolina will continue to thrive? And what drives this industry?
Yeah, North Carolina is a second leading hog producer.
We did learn that.
Yeah, we did learn that.
And most of it is this way, if you fly from about here down to Wilmington, there are that chickens, you see them. I mean, there's so many of them. The grain, I think it's going to continue too. If they can, the waste products is their concern though right now. I think they're coming up with a lot of stuff to turn to methane, alternate fuels type stuff. But I don't see it slowing down. People love bacon.
We do.
I love bacon.
Yeah. I cook some bacon. Bacon's one of the major food groups. It's bacon and barbecue around here. Yeah.
Definitely is in my house, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've got pounds of bacon.
Oh, my God. Love it.
A good BLT. That's what it'll look like on...
Oh, wow.
It's looks corn delicious. And wings. And
It looks so good.
No, that's grilled.
Looks real good. Can you tell us about the recipes on your website? I looked at those. Are they just passed down? Or are they?
No, they were just some random ones. Okay. As far as recipes using our products, they were just random ones somebody came up with. And to tell you the truth, I don't even can't remember looking at them.
Yeah,
it's just a lot of fun, you know.
The recipe now for our sausage that we make is actually, you can take a picture of us in another office which you were just in. It's in my grandfather's handwriting.
Oh, cool.
See what's interesting about this, and you see these milk bottles up here? Is that my granddad lived here, and his brother lived around here. You can see it when you walk outside. His brother owned a dairy. Stephen's Dairy.
Neat. That's awesome.
So I used to watch him milk cows, and there's some more of these. That's a lot. Not but a few of these actually in existence now. But my grandfather's... brother's name was Percy Stevens. He was the one that started curing the country hams because they were the first people to have refrigeration back in the, the 40s and 50s. Refrigeration, we don't know. Yeah. I've always known how to refrigerate. Your grandparents probably didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll always know what a cell phone is.
Yes.
You'll always know what DVD is. I knew when computers came out. I was actually graduating college when the first PCs came out.
Okay.
And, you know, I didn't have phone until I was 30. Can you all imagine life without a cell phone? And then neither can I without a car, when my dad didn't have a car.
Right.
So you kind of going back, they didn't have a phone. There was one phone that I remember that everybody shared. It's called a party line. You get on the phone, phone up, and
oh my God,
20 people. You get out there, and it's called a party line. But now he's had the dairy, which was around here. That's where we started curing hams. Because curing hams, we're the only company I know of in North Carolina that cures hams, makes sausage, and makes hot dogs. We make an extensive line of products. The only one I know of. You got people that cure country hams, you got people that make hot dogs, and you got people that make sausage. We do all three of them. And that's what those different buildings are. But the country hams was started by my Uncle Percy's, what I call it. His house still down here, and the dairy part of it still down there.
Okay.
And they had it where they pasteurized and kept the milk cold. He's one of the first ones in the county. And it was used to be called Sunny Hill Dairy. Thing here, you know, to find out.
Why do you think people specialize in just curing ham or doing
that's
sausage?
Just what they did. A lot of it just came from what their parents did. I know them, and it's not they decided. There's a few people that said, well, I'm just gonna start curing ham. It's just curing hams came from preserving meat. It wasn't we're making a specialty flavor thing. Is that we didn't have refrigeration, so you put salt on it to preserve it. They actually dug holes and stuck it in the ground in a burlap bag. And then smoke houses, they were smoked to keep insects off of. So that was a 1923 P.B. Stevens milk.
Oh, wow.
And that's his name was Percy Stevens. And these were just some ads that were in
that's
Sunny
so cool.
Hill Dairy, 1923. Can you imagine? That's almost 100 years ago.
It's awesome that you have all like the...
Yeah, it's cool.
I didn't do it. My father did. I'm still... kind of searching through his thing. I knew a lot of it was here, but I haven't.
My family's not organized. My mom's side, they were actually the first dairy farmers up in Philly area, and we have like no.
I lived in Amish country. I went to Lancaster.
Yeah, it's awesome. But they have like no like history of anything because they don't like keep anything.
Nobody did. You know, most people did, and my dad did. And you kind of, unless you knew, if you knew your grandfather, did you know your great grandfather?
No.
Did you know your great grandfather? Well, I didn't. They died, but now there's pictures in here.
Right.
And Olivia didn't know her great grandfather, but I did because they raised me. And of course, as you go back, and people don't send that down, And then it, because it's not relevant to him, they don't remember. Mm-hmm. That's who lived here. Wow. He had cancer and was speaking one of these things of his neck. Yeah. And that was in, I think I was in high school, so this was in the 70s when he died.
Wow.
But that was Livia's great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And, but she never knew him.
Mm-hmm. It's all word of mouth then.
And, yeah. Well, most of it, he kept, there's actually a book that I gave it, Olivia knows where it's at, that it's, because you have what, four grandparents,
mm-hmm.
eight great-grandparents, I think it's 1632.
There's no way
you can, some people trace certain lines, but that's mm-hmm. what my father did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he spent a lot of time doing it. And just on this land here has gone, like I said, gone back to the 1700s.
That's cool that y'all have been able to stay here the mm-hmm. whole time.
They just handled us all.
Good.
Right.
Don't let them.
No, it's back up here.
Oh, yeah.
But you'll know things that Livia may or may not know.
I'm going to go back to school and tell her all these cool things.
Can you pick her out in there? One
right. Oh, she's that one right in the middle. I like those pants. Bright pink.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. Just a few more. Let's see. How would you say being a local company, are your prices more competitive than that of more national brands?
I would say they're more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say most of the national brands, say a fresh sausage, what you eat, are kind of bland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, it depends on how you like spicy food.
Love spicy.
Most, sausage, what's the last four letters?
H. Oh, sage.
Sage. That's what it is.
Oh, sage. Okay.
So some people, that level of sage, I like mine higher level mm-hmm. of sage. A lot of people in this area do.
Mm-hmm.
Your national brands do mm-hmm. not have that.
Okay.
You can taste them. You ever go to restaurants or a hotel and eat, and the sausage is kind of like plain?
Yeah, it's not good.
Well, they do that because they're selling it all over the country.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Some people don't like it, mm-hmm. but I like stuff. I've gone, which everybody else does, a lot more spicier food mm-hmm. in the last probably 10 years.
Oh.
Jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
But, I like something that's got some heat to it.
Yeah. Kick to it, absolutely.
Got some heat to it. But mostly, as far as us being competitive price-wise, at times we are, but they can buy bigger volumes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we're dealing with them. I mean, we make product from them, and we buy from them.
Oh.
Like from Smithfield, we buy from them, and mm-hmm. we sell to them, too.
Okay.
But there's a lot, the highway system and distribution system and the grocery change
right.
has changed, like just the roads, because of all the roads we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, in, 95 wasn't there, 40, we can distribute product all over the United States
right. mm-hmm.
very easily. And 30 years ago, you didn't.
Can't do that.
So it brings, not only can you get out, they
bring
can get
in.
Mm-hmm. So we end up distributing stuff into New York because transportation is,
right.
You go to any store in Chapel Hill, what do you see? What are your selections?
All over
the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't know how, 20 years ago you didn't see
that.
Right.
Until the Walmart. So now you will get products from all over the world. So really, instead of us competing like we did in the 70s and 80s with local companies,
mm-hmm.
now we're competing with everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, really the bigger,
y'all seem to be doing just
there's
fine.
Not many of these companies left in the United States.
You don't, okay.
No, they're not a growing breed, they're a dying breed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't because the barriers to entry, which is capital, is so high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the equipment that you couldn't start a plant. You don't see it much anymore. Very, very rarely do you see it.
So only if it hasn't been
somebody,
established.
They'll tell you if you want to make $1 million in the meat business, start out with two. Start up $2 million, make one.
Oh, $2 million. Okay.
$2 million.
I think you're like $2 a little.
Like, start with $2 million, and you can make $1 million. Because it's a tough. It's
really thinking about it.
You can make $1 million. Start with $2 million.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. How important is local food production to your community's economy?
Well, we employ over 80-something people
mm-hmm.
in the community. You can figure what the tax base is on that. We're probably in the top 100 in Johnston County.
Wow.
After
awesome.
Walking the schools, the government, mm-hmm. We got Griffles up here. I don't know if you went by 78 and they employ several thousand.
Oh.
But mm-hmm. they haven't employed this 80-something people. I think we're in the top 100 according to the economic development, somewhere awesome. Around the 90s for a county this size.
Mm-hmm.
Which most, I would say we have a pretty good impact.
Yeah, I would say so, too. Like that's providing jobs is really important to your community.
They're not the highest paying jobs, but, you know, you don't want to go pay $10 a pound for bacon either, do you?
Yeah, that's true.
Not at all. Okay, just one more. Of your products, which is your favorite and why?
I like country ham.
Like country ham.
I got some at home. I mean, I just love some country ham and the way I cook it. Now, we make fresh sausage. I like the sausage, and I actually like it in a hot dog bun, of all things.
I do that too, actually.
You know, now, we make this big link sausage that we cut. It's called a rope, and I think I cook nuts for something else. What do we have? I made a frittata. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did with the sausage.
Yep.
Well, the link sausage, if you like the big links, little links called big links. I like putting it with mustard.
That is good.
I do with sauerkraut.
We make a Polish sausage, a rope, and we use sauerkraut on that one. Okay. And I'm talking about fresh sausage, which you would eat for breakfast.
You just put it on a hot dog then?
Well, we do a lot of like golf tournaments and things, and we'll have a grill that's around here. I'll drive you around here, show you. All
right.
And we'll cook 10 or 20 pounds or 100 pounds on there for all these people, and then they get hot dog buns and they cut it up for breakfast is what it is.
Delicious. Sounds good to me.
Instead of a biscuit. But I have some of that stuff over there for you before you leave anyway.
All right. I love that. Do you have any other questions?
So, did the power just flicker, Martha? I got my battery back up over there. Not a very clip.
You know you got me by the holler.
did the power just flicker? Might have my battery back up and clipped over there. But this was and depending on where else you go in the state, I can name most of them have a lot of history behind them. Their grandparents, I mean, their generations. Goodnight Brothers Country Ham. I was talking to him this morning. The Neese people, I know Tommy Neese real well. Talk to him quite often. Andre, and you probably see those ads on there. Even though we're competitors in some sense, we're pretty good. We play golf together.
Yeah.
We do the same things. Yeah. And we, you know, there's some you compete more so than other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of times I tell people, particularly in our business, we don't really have a main competitor.
Okay.
But we're a lot of people's main competitor. Because we do so many different
things.
You
do so many things.
They all specialize.
They specialize in one thing. So what that one item that we sell might be, we're their main competitor, but because we have other items, we're not.
Yeah.
So really, people ask me a lot, who's your main competitor? I said, not saying. but we're a lot of, I can name you five or six companies that we are their main competitor.
Really?
But we don't. That's because amazing. Of the item, they only specialize in that item.
It's a good place to be.
A lot, you know, people say, what's the advantage? Is we make a lot of different products. That's an advantage, and it's also a disadvantage. Because trying to find that economies of scale.
Yeah.
You know, to manufacture all those items. If I told you all, I don't even know if you know some of them. You know what chitlins are.
She was just asking me. She was like, What are chitlins?
We cook about 20,000 pounds a week of those.
Oh, wow.
A week.
Yeah. And how would you describe it? Because I was trying to describe it to her.
They're hog intestines.
They're intestines. Okay. I can say that. That's what I said, the insides.
We cook about 4,000 pounds a day.
Oh, wow.
We cook, we call it sows. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly, that's Olivia there.
Tell us
that. Sure she won't. Send me it to me. Oh, I was sending a picture of this dog. This puppy they found.
Oh, I've seen these pictures of this puppy.
Have you seen
them?
Young ones, that dog's wearing me out. About 2 pounds of terror. Black dog, little Yorkie poo. But, you know, I tell people sometimes our disadvantage for as many things as we do make. We make a product called sow's meat. I'm trying to think if I can fill it up because I was up in Iowa. They do have it. It's pig ears. When people cook pig back in the day and still do, they didn't waste anything. Nothing's wasted now.
Yeah.
Everything's sold, even the blood. And we use the ears and we cook them down and add vinegar and spices, and it tastes like a barbecue. You like it. I mean, if I didn't call it what it was, I mean, it tastes like a gelatin barbecue.
Yeah.
And we make quite a bit of it, and we call it another thing using the stomachs. And then we have another area that we make hot dogs, red hots, smoked sausage, and different varieties in that kind of that group, and for different people. We'll have make a red hot, and 16 different labels go on it for Smithfield, for Jesse Jones.
It's all here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
16 different, you know, it's the same product packaged a little different way. But we make hot dog chili. And there's a place called Snoopy's in Raleigh. It's been a customer for 30, 40 years. And then we make hot dog chili for Jesse Jones. Mm-hmm. And we package that mostly to restaurants.
Yeah.
And we cook probably 10,000 pounds of that a week, something like SXL. Wow. We got big cook. We got cook pots hold thousands of pounds. Mm-hmm. And then we have all these ovens that are in the back. I'll show you on a video camera that are, some of them will hold, there's five of them. Large ovens, as big as this room or bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll hold 10,000 pounds of product at a time. So there's a lot going on. We'll take a little ride around. I can't take you into some of them, take you to the office. And I think the most of them are cleaned up anyway. Because we usually come in here. They're usually here at 6 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And they finish at 2.
Okay.
Our drivers leave.
So do you send out each day?
Yeah, they're loading trucks right now. Let's see where my trucks are. Hold on a second here. I'll try to see. I got GPSs on all my vehicles.
Yeah, technology.
Yeah, we're out there.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So they've all left.
So we're right here. We're the group of...
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm waiting on probably one guy. Yeah, he's over here. He's over Mount Olive. It's green, he's moving. Okay. He'll come in about 4. So they'll load on. That's a car.
That is so cool.
That's awesome. There's two trucks out there.
Mm-hmm.
You get a better view on the computer screen. That's the quick view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see if I can bring this my video cameras up. Yeah, here we go. See if I can find them. Yeah, we use a lot of technology in here.
Makes life a lot easier sometimes.
Well,
yeah. But then you gotta be connected
difficult.
All the
oh,
time.
Oh, you ought to see. You gonna see a nest I'm working on right now. I call it with computers because we probably got 26 computers all throughout the plant.
Oh, wow.
Different things, making labels.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just walk around here. I'll show you a little tour on here. Y'all got time?
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
Did you see what? You notice what that was?
Wow. A sewing set?
Okay.
Oh,
this
wow.
is like for commercials.
That's
a lot of things you won't see in the morning. Mm-hmm. Little things like this.
It's amazing.
Like this was a coffee grinder.
And oh, wow.
We wanted to buy it, and I said, well, what do you think it's worth?
That's a coffee grinder?
It's, yeah, it fit on the wall.
Oh, okay.
And a glass in front
yeah.
of it. And it's just little things like that. That went on eBay for about $500.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That's
amazing.
I said, ooh. He played a lot of stuff like this. You wouldn't see one of these anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Let's see. This way, this is the house. I don't need bathrooms, two bathrooms right here. But this is part of our network of computers over here. I had, like I said, that's easy. I'm trying to clip all the things and tighten everything in it. I've been working on that, putting new computers in. But right in this office is. That's a set of hard drives, 5 hard drives.
Oh, wow. It's
our RAD system over
yeah.
there. We rely on to do everything. Mm-hmm. We're here. That's my brother. In his office. This is our layout here. I usually run this on about twice
oh,
a week.
Cool.
We'll bring the products in here. Those are red hots I was
mm-hmm.
talking about. And we'll test them for Listeria and Salmonella.
Okay.
Nothing's in here. Some will be here tomorrow. No, Wednesday. So you run it. Incubate it, test it, and before we can send it out.
Okay, and this all came out of the USDA
yeah.
regulations?
Mostly that, mostly other companies are requiring it.
Okay.
But it's, well, it's, I tell you what, I don't mind doing it. When I built this was a year ago, and I went, how am I going to comply with it? It's always that, how am I going to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, chemistry was a little bit of, like Olivia's done chemistry.
Yeah.
I didn't go where she went, but I understood a little about microbiology.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So incubation, those type of things. This was this used to be the kitchen to this main house,
mm-hmm.
but that was covered up.
Okay.
That's Olivia's great grandfather. That's my dad. That's her grandfather back in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my granddad. He lived here. I knew him here, but he did too, and Dad did too. They all lived here. And when Dad
mm-hmm.
passed,
yeah.
we got the flag here.
Wow. That's awesome.
See my. Right here.
Oh,
there
it is. Chapel Hill.
Keenan Stadium. Oh my god, look at the stadium.
Yeah, Dean Dome.
Oh, the
been,
Dean Dome's there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What year was that? What did you say?
That would have been probably the mid-80s.
Okay.
Or early 90s. 91, so that'd be about mid-90s.
Okay.
I would think. I've had it a while.
Yeah.
But this was, I need to get ready to redo all this stuff we've been working on for a while.
Yeah.
But here it is. A lab in the middle of
120-year-old
house. It's something you would say. I just
so
see my
funny.
Grandfather. I go, what do you think now?
What do you think?
that he knows, because I used to play in here as a kid.
I'm sure you did.
We'll drive around.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you.